From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, March the 24th through Sunday, March 26th. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that 1,300 acres of farm and woodland in southeast Antrim has been donated to the Columbia Land Conservancy. The acquisition is CLC's largest to date and offers an opportunity for more than just public access. CLC Special Projects Manager Tom Crowell appeared at a March 16th Antrim Town Board meeting to announce the donation of a portion of Scotland Farm finalized last month. Crowell told the town board the farmland will continue to be leased by two area farmers under CLC ownership. CLC plans to use the property for public access recreation, but is also exploring opportunities for other uses such as ecological research, land management education, and site demonstrations of forest management and agricultural practices. Jim Haney and Charlotte Keith reported in the Times Union on a special report by Investigative Post ProPublica and the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism shows New York's investment in the upstate economy has not generated many jobs. The group analyzed employment data, interviewed dozens of public officials, and reviewed reports and audits of subsidy programs conducted by the state comptroller and watchdog organizations. That analysis indicated the state's substantial investment in the upstate economy has not generated many jobs. The research also found that economic development programs suffer from a lack of transparency and objective analysis to determine their effectiveness. Since taking office in 2011, Governor Andrew Cuomo has increased state subsidies, launched several initiatives, and announced state-funded projects. The governor said in a 2015 state address, and I quote, "The past 4 years, we have focused on upstate New York and economic development like never before," end quote. However, the upstate economy remains sluggish. Most job growth has occurred downstate. The number of jobs upstate has increased by only 2.7% since 2011, and most of the jobs added upstate have been in the low-wage sectors, such as restaurants and bars. Amanda Purcell reported in the Register Star that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office responded to a threat at the Germantown Central School this week, but determined the threat was unfounded. Although district parents were notified of the incident, details of what occurred were not forthcoming. Superintendent Sue Brown was unavailable to the press for further questions, and the sheriff's office did not provide any additional information. Brown wrote in an email to parents, and I quote, "At no time was there a credible threat to student safety or school security. The safety of our students is our highest priority, and the district takes all threats to school safety seriously," end quote. Carrie Allen reported in the Columbia Green Media that the Chatham Cafe and Deli on Main Street in the village was seized last week for back taxes owed to the State Department of Taxation and Finance. Department spokesman Carrie B. Zitter said, and I quote, "We seized the business, not the building," end quote. Tom and Dan McDermott opened the cafe and deli in 2015 after Marcia's Bagel Cafe was sold. The McDermotts owe a combination of sales and withholding taxes totaling more than $9,000. Thomas Chulak, president of the Chatham Area Business Alliance, said, and I quote, "We need places like the cafe," end quote. Chulak said, "While the community needs options for eating, the village needs businesses and eateries that reflect well on the village." Victoria Addison reported in the Register Star that Ken Kananga of Ghent has been chosen chairman of the Columbia County Democrats. The committee also chose Matthew Nelson of Kinderhook as first vice chair, Brenda Adams of Canaan as second vice chair, and Greenport resident Carol Peckman as secretary. Dave Berman of Ghent was chosen in February as the committee's new treasurer. The change in leadership was triggered by the resignations of committee officers Peter Bajano, Debbie Mayer, Mark Leggett, Angela Pace, and Deb Shakotico. The resignations were effective March the 10th, Communications Committee Chairman Koethi Zan said, but Zan declined to provide more information on the change of leadership. Kananga is the co-chair of the Ghent Democratic Committee, vice chair of the Ghent Zoning Board of Appeals, and chair of the Ghent Board of Assessment Review. He is a U.S. Army veteran and a retired financial services professional. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County lawmakers passed a memorializing resolution last week calling on the state legislature to classify attacks on first responders as hate crimes. The final vote of 15-8 crossed party lines. Legislators took the action despite concerns by some Ulster County residents that the action would diminish the significance of the hate crime provision. The measure was introduced by legislator Ronald Lapp Jr., a retired New Platts Police Department sergeant, and asked the state to amend its hate crime law to add the phrase, and I quote, "the occupation of trooper, deputy sheriff, police officer, peace officer, and first responder," end quote. A number of county residents argued the proposals should be rejected, saying it would, and I quote, "render hate crimes a meaningless designation under the law," end quote. The existing hate crimes legislation does not apply to people based on their occupation. It applies to offenses motivated by an offender's bias against a person's race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity, said a resident of Mount Tremper. Amanda Purcell reported in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Board of Education's effort to hire a new district superintendent have fallen through, the district announced on Friday, May the 24th. The board wrote in an email statement to the paper, and I quote, "Negotiations with Catskill Central School District's initial finalist for superintendent have ended without a contract agreement being reached. The board is now entering into negotiations with another highly qualified finalist for the position," end quote. The board's first choice for the district's top spot was chosen February the 1st from a list of three finalists. The new superintendent is expected to start the job at the beginning of the 2017-18 school year on July the 1st. The district has been without a permanent school chief since the departure of Kathleen Farrell in late 2015. Board President Kyle Lyles could not be reached for comment. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts rain today, mainly before 11 a.m., with a temperature high near 52 degrees. For Monday night, a slight chance of rain or drizzle before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of drizzle between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of rain after 2 a.m. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. For Tuesday night, showers are likely mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 38. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:16 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 27th day of March, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.